Are aliens watching the Earth? When we talk about UFOs traveling to our sun, it may seem impossible, but scientists on Earth actually are able to contain higher temperatures than exist on the sun. The difference is they need devices such as the magnetic ones which are connected to the Large Hadron Collider. These magnetic devices are capable of retaining plasma, which is far hotter than the sun, but the magnets which are used to do this are extremely heavy and weigh many tons. We know our electronics are getting smaller, and it is possible an alien race which is very advanced may have been able to shrink powerful magnetic forces down to tiny packages, so travel through the sun may not be out of the question for them. When you talk about stealth, we usually base it upon what we are able to do. Advanced aliens make our attempts look childish. There has been a lot of talk about a superior race visiting the Earth. Some UFO investigators believe this is the most advanced race to come, but we have no way of detecting them. This makes me wonder why this would even be suspected. These investigators believe they have found clues to indicate this. They believe these aliens are using stealth, which not only makes them invisible, but also makes them undetectable, so much so they could be standing right next to someone and they wouldn't know it. This takes what some people have said a step further. There have been reports from people who say they have seen aliens who can make themselves look human by using some sort of mind control. They claim it sometimes fails, and even though this doesn't happen very often, there have been people who have said they have seen these aliens reveal what they really looked like by accident. The question which has been asked many times is, why would an alien race even want to come here? It would be equivalent to a Westerner visiting a primitive tribe somewhere which has never seen an outsider. While this may happen very infrequently, if we believe what is being said, we have to conclude Earth is a popular tourist attraction for aliens, which does sound a little ridiculous. Many people involved with these things have made claims upwards of at least 10 races have been visiting us since we first crawled out of the mud. One would think if this is true, contact would have been made by now. According to the ancient alien theory, contact may have been made in our early past. If that was true, why was it stopped? Where did the aliens go? We have found indications some sort of war would have taken place in the past, which was extremely devastating. I am not talking about a war between humans, but between advanced aliens. Could it be this has something to do with the lack of contact? Could there be some sort of treaty between aliens preventing them from getting a foothold on this planet? Maybe they are allowed to observe but not interfere. This could be one of the reasons for lack of contact, but there could be others. Maybe aliens found humans so germ-ridden it was too dangerous for them to mix with us. We do carry all sorts of bacteria in our bodies, and we could be unique in this respect. An alien who doesn't have bacteria could be very susceptible to sickness and even death from them. One only has to refer to that great story by H.G. Wells called The War of the Worlds. The story was fiction, but the premise could be true. This could be a very unhealthy world for aliens, under some circumstances. Sometimes it is a very unhealthy world for us, as evidenced by different pandemics which we have had in our past. There are those who believe aliens are influencing world governments, and maybe some important people who have the power to control some things. This idea has existed for quite some time. If it was happening, we probably would never know it. Just recently, scientists have found ways of controlling human brains. They have hooked up one person to another, and the first person was able to control the second person. While it took a computer and wires to do this, one could understand how in the future it could be a wireless event. This proves it could be quite possible if we believed the scenario. It is scary to think in a few years we may be able to do this in such a way the people being controlled would never realize it, and even if they did, they couldn't do anything about it. If people are able to do this to each other, will the next step be artificial intelligence controlling us? Some scientists believe it will be possible in the future to connect a human to a machine and have that machine controlling one's thoughts and actions. It is only a matter of time before there is an experiment like this. There are always some scientists waiting to do some crazy experiment. Unfortunately for us, this could turn us into mindless zombies which machines program to serve them. This makes you wonder if aliens do exist. Are there any races which have banned artificial intelligence because it was just too dangerous? There are those who believe developing artificial intelligence is more dangerous than developing nuclear weapons. When we examine what artificial intelligence is, we can understand why. Nuclear bombs, while able to kill a lot of us, can't compare to a rogue artificial intelligence taking over all our brains. I believe if we ever get into space exploration in a big way, we may find other civilizations which no longer exist, because they developed artificial intelligence and it destroyed them. Lastly, some believe aliens are here and have an agenda which is very peaceful, while others believe they do not get along with each other and at least some may be here to destroy us. If the second part is true, why hasn't that happened? The same people claim we have an affiliation with at least some of the races which look like us and may have originally come from the Earth, and they protect us. There have been reports by some people who have actually claimed to have seen and described what they look like, which pretty much matches what the average Nordic person looks like, but perhaps a little taller. These were said to be the aliens which originally met with President Eisenhower, if you believe that story. Supposedly they offered to give us technology if we would give up our nuclear weapons. On the other hand, some say they were the same aliens which helped the Nazis during World War II to develop some of the futuristic weapons. It is almost impossible to know what really is happening with regard to aliens visiting the Earth. About all one can do to answer this question is diligently research all of the materials received from space probes, rovers and some such things, along with government documents.